Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about anything you want. Now, to preface what we're about to get into, I watched a video probably 3 or 4 years ago now on Library, which you can find, I think, at librarylbry.io. I don't recall. The SEC is currently, you know, giving them a hard time, but their software is still out there, and it's an awesome video platform. But it was about what sort of computing power it would actually take to crack a Bitcoin wallet. That's to reverse engineer the private key from the public key. And it was something like a modern-day supercomputer. It would take it something like a few hundred billion years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just broke it down further and further until they were talking about a galaxy-sized computer still taking roughly 10 years, I think it was, in order to hack the private key from the public key. Of course, this thing, it is theoretically possible, but the level of encryption that we're talking about is far beyond the technological capabilities of any computer on Earth.
Mm-hmm. And when you're describing the level of encryption these things have, you literally have to use astronomical terms. So, like, another analogy that I saw is like, okay, so if you used all of the energy that the sun puts out, 100% of it, and used it only for the, like, most efficient possible, and I mean physically possible way to just count, and you start it at the beginning of the universe, the number that it counts to will still not be the number of possible variations of one of these codes.
Yes, because, and that's the other issue. It's not just that you can get to one private key from the public address. You have to, it's going to create many, many false positives that seem correct, mm-hmm. but aren't. And you have to have the software that's smart enough to recognize that as a false positive. A lot of people think that, you know, just cracking a password is relatively simple. It isn't. And I found myself in a position of having to do this recently because someone screwed up and I had to try to figure out what they changed the password to. And I calculated that there were about 96,000 different combinations of this password that could have been used. And I got through about 100 of them just using brute force, and I was like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting into territory that is extremely unlikely, and I just don't know, and I don't have the time for it. This took 4 hours of my time, 4 to 6 hours, and only got through 100 of them. This is because there's lockouts and stuff like that, which are common.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to hack a brute force password, even if it's 6 characters, you got to think, 6 times 256 characters times 256. I mean, it's 256 to the 6th power.
Right.
That's an astronomical undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to do it.
Right.
And even if you had a computer program to do it, it's going to come across false positives. I've run into this issue before. And it's not feasible.
Right.
And when we're talking about cryptocurrency, we're talking about something that uses very high levels of encryption.
Mm-hmm.
Cracking those is not feasible. But the IRS doesn't believe that to be true.
No.
Evidently.
The IRS wants tools for cracking crypto wallets, apparently.
My very favorite boondoggle.
Yeah, this is coming from nextgov.com. And they go on to say, as more people across the globe get into trading and purchasing goods with using cryptocurrencies, even the federal government, the IRS Criminal Investigations Division wants reliable tools and processes for cracking crypto wallets. Good luck. Cryptocurrencies are digital assets.
So they want to be able to actually hack the private key from a public key?
Yeah, that's the part that I'm unclear about this. Are they trying to get the tools to get into your phone that has the wallet on it, or are they trying to, like, just get access to the account?
Even those tools don't exist in most cases.
Mm.
I know that Apple historically refuses to give up their encryption methods to the FBI. I imagine Google refuses as well. And most of these, I know at least a lot of Android phones have built-in methods of, you know, you can create a kill switch where if someone fails to unlock your device enough times, it automatically wipes itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, they go on and explain what cryptocurrency is and how the wallet and the blockchains work. Very briefly, but then it goes on, for the IRS Criminal Division's Digital Forensics Unit, crypto wallets seized as part of investigations have been tough to crack.
That's by design. Yeah. That's not a feature. I mean, that's not a bug. That's a feature.
Right. I just want to say that I find it fascinating that the government is funding into cryptos right now because... Thank you. If anything, you're gonna fail. I mean, you're gonna have to print the U.S. dollar out of existence, and that's exactly what crypto is. It's a hedge on the dollar crashing. So go ahead, do what you gotta do, because you're just gonna make everyone that's holding crypto richer.
Yeah, the more money, the more U.S. dollars that they sink into an undoable task. Okay, great. You're just going to make your currency go down faster, which by comparison makes my currency go up. So,
yeah,
great.
You can't see this by listening to the radio, but my eyes are glowing red right now. Okay, and when I see the articles like this, especially, but they go on and they quote: though a few known cyber penetration testers have published vulnerabilities on specific devices, the process of decrypting the hardware devices to gain access to the wallets has been challenging, according to a request for information posted by SAM.gov. While the Digital Forensics Unit is interested in purchasing tools capable of cracking crypto wallets...
So it sounds like what they're saying is that the crypto users whose devices they're taking are knowledgeable enough to have good security systems in place that the IRS wants to bypass.
It's not like the IRS is going to get a whole lot bigger. Would you say it was going to be the size of a universe, like a galaxy or something like that? Like a supercomputer?
In order to crack the private key from a public key.
Yeah. Right, right.
But in order to, you know, unlock the encryption of a phone, it's not that bad.
Yeah, honestly,
the FBI has done it before. It cost them like $9 million to break the encryption on a particular phone that ultimately yielded no usable evidence for them. But the encryption methods on phones are not as secure as the encryption method of Bitcoin.
I'm shocked to find out that Google and Apple are not just handing over the keys.
Yeah, that is kind of surprising.
Really? I mean, like, you have been in bed with government every step of the way. I'm surprised that, A, they don't have, like, a specific law saying, no, you always have to give us the keys, or they're not enforcing it, or...
Well, Apple created a way around it, right, where your iPhone automatically backs up, and the backup that's sent to the cloud is not encrypted.
Okay.
And so the FBI can get those and do whatever they want with them. But your actual phone, this is all the more reason not to use an iPhone, people, because Apple did give them that back door. And as far as I can tell, it was by design, because there's no reason not to encrypt the backup if the source of the data is encrypted.
Well, you know, the IRS also wants to help, and I quote, mature the process to obtain reliable results. I find this anything but mature, and because it's not theirs like they like to think it is, the IRS. It's ours, okay? Or it's yours. It's no one else owns your stuff but you. And
well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah,
but the IRS thinks that, you know, they see dollar signs when they look at us because we're not people to them. We're resources. We're sources of revenue to pay down their borrowing debt.
Tax cattle.
Yes, cattle, I was going to say. The explicit outcome of this requirement is to tame the cybersecurity research into measured, repeatable, and consistent digital forensic processes that can be trained and followed in a digital forensic laboratory. Contracting
officials
room.
Even if they do succeed in finding some tool that will allow them to reverse engineer private keys from public keys or whatever the hell it is they're trying to do, Bitcoin will, and cryptocurrencies, I assume all of them, will immediately hard fork and escalate their encryption to the next level.
And they go over a few bullet points here of what they're trying to contract for. Validating cybersecurity research and cryptographic wallet exploitation, identifying new methods into crypto wallets, identifying successful crypto wallet models for exploits, document the processes, create hands-on training.
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, the IRS has made it pretty clear. The government, in general, is not a fan of cryptocurrency unless they can control it. And this is just one of the ways in which they're currently seeking to control it. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
studios, Aria, Peakless Mountaineer, and Joa. And Peakless, you want to talk about Bitcoin. You can go ahead and read that. It's fine.
That's fine.
It's worth the laugh.
I'll look at it later.
So anyway, I'm told, I can't check it, like my boss, she knows how vested I am in Bitcoin and its success as a way of defunding the war machine and bringing peace to the globe, which I don't know, I think that's kind of important.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Bitcoin is poised to do that because if we look at this historically, I mean, kings had to pay their soldiers to go out and fight. The soldiers needed to pay for food and all of that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. They needed to survive because they couldn't be out in the enlisted ones, the foot soldiers, they had to, you know, buy food because they couldn't be back home farming in order to... So the governments had to pay their soldiers, and they still do, sort of. And the way, but you know, war is expensive. It's just a money sink. So they would start clipping coins and deflating coins and debasing their currency, adding nickel into the gold, making it where it's 90% nickel, but gold plated or whatever, until there was no gold whatsoever left in the coin. This is exactly what the USD has been doing since 1913, just on a less obvious scale.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no gold for them to remove or replace with something.
Boiling frog effect, right?
Weirdly enough, there is an almost metaphorical, metaphysical thing going on with the amount of gold in the dollar. Because if you think of gold not as physical gold, but like the quality that made it useful as a currency was its scarcity. And they have been turning down the scarcity of U.S. dollars more and more, and that's really been the equivalent of adding more tin or more nickel to your gold coins.
Well, in the U.S. government, you got to remember, we call the pennies copper pennies, but there's no copper in them anymore.
It's plated. Yeah, it's all copper plated.
We've seen this happen. With our very own currency, how far it's been debased. It's mostly just zinc now.
Mm-hmm.
And Bitcoin...
Well, the pennies are mostly zinc. The other ones don't even have zinc in them.
And...
Well, not much anyway.
So that's how the U.S. government is paying for its bombs and its wars and all of that. Bitcoin, though, they can't just inflate Bitcoin the way they can the USD, and that's one of the reasons they don't like it. They would have to actually earn Bitcoin. They can't just print it. They would have to actually acquire it using some form of labor or, you know, some fair trade or something.
They would need to give you something of value in exchange for it instead of just stealing it from you.
Yes, and it comes right back to the argument that I've been making about, you know, the people on the left are like, well, employers should just pay people more if they want to get people off unemployment. Yes, but the U.S. government can limitlessly print USD. It means nothing to them to create another $1 trillion out of thin air and use that to pay unemployment.
Yeah, as soon as you get that paycheck, it's going to be worth less than a week.
The business down the street has to actually earn the money that they're using to pay people.
Right.
Well, the government doesn't have to earn the USD it's using to pay for wars. It would, however, have to actually earn the Bitcoin to pay its soldiers and its bombs and stuff like that. And that is how we end the war machine.
That is.
Because they can't just print it. At the very least, even if they did have to earn a Bitcoin in order to pay for their bombs and stuff like that, even if they did find a way to do that, they couldn't do it forever before they ran out of Bitcoin or before people stopped trading with them and doing business with them because they were killing people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and another country that has seen early on that this is a threat to your dominance of the world and of your people has been China. So from the beginning, China has been saying, you are not allowed to mine this stuff.
It's interesting seeing the different ways that China and the United States are handling it.
Oh, yeah.
China is cracking down. The United States is taking a much, much smarter approach. It's a fascist nation, so it's doing exactly what you would expect a fascist nation to do. It has these cryptocurrency exchanges set up already, like Coinbase and Kraken and Binance and all of these others, who are conspiring together to follow all of the little loopholes and regulations and crap that the government wants them to follow. That way, they're set up to become the modern banks.
Yeah, government cartelization of an industry is pretty much our bread and butter in America.
Yes, so they want Coinbase to be the ones asking you the questions, okay, well, where did you get this money? How much are you withdrawing? Why are you withdrawing it? I don't know. I guess we'll allow you to withdraw your money for this purpose, but maybe not next time, which is what banks do today.
Right.
And that's how they want the Coinbases and the Krakens to be set up in the future, is to function as modern-day banks, telling us, no, we don't like that reason for your withdrawal, so we're going to deny it. Or, you know, just probing you. It's none of Coinbase's business what a person is withdrawing their cryptocurrency for, but we will reach that point where Coinbase has to give you permission to withdraw. And it's already a monumental task to withdraw cryptocurrency from Coinbase, taking up to 5 business days to get it done.
Right, sure.
Kraken's a little bit better, but they all operate according to schedules, just like banks, by the way. You can't just go on to ItBit and withdraw your money and have it actually sent
you
to your wallet
right
then. You
can't just take your money out of the bank all willy-nilly.
Yeah, so like, we'll process this at, you know, 3 p.m. each day or whatever.
Right.
So they're already doing these sorts of things. The only step left is for them to say, okay, well, why are you withdrawing this money? Mm-hmm. Have you fill out this form that some clerk has to look over and approve and make sure it meets the government standards. The government standards, which, by the way, they helped write to benefit them and to prevent smaller cryptocurrency exchanges from gaining prominence and gaining acceptance, like Shapeshift.io would have done if, you know, Eric Voorhees hadn't made a series of silly mistakes.
Mm. Well, whoever is listening tonight that has crypto, remember, if you don't own those keys, you don't own your coin. They're going to try to control. They're going to try to find out where you got it from or how you funded your wallet, whatever, whatever, whatnot. And,
get
an exchange that does allow you to own your keys.
Well, no such exchange exists. They're all going to use custodial wallets. However, I've seen reports that suggest that the U.S. government wants to make it illegal to use non-custodial wallets.
Oh, dear.
And these are like edge wallets where you would actually control your money. I don't know how true that is, and I don't know to what extent they could actually pull it off.
So I think a really good parallel of what is going on right now is Napster. And, and other places where, like, you were getting music for free without checking with anyone, without, like, having, you know, paid the people who own the copyright for it. Now, you can still go on to, your Pirate Bays and things like that and get torrents of copywritten material. And in the same way, you're still always going to be able to make peer-to-peer transmissions of cryptocurrencies. But it's
important. But will people do it if it's illegal?
There is that.
And where are you going to download the Edge wallet or the Exodus wallet or Koinami wallets if it's illegal to download them? They won't be on the Google Play Store.
Right.
And their websites may be hosted internationally, but maybe the United States citizens aren't allowed to visit them.
Maybe it's a good idea not to use the Google Play Store.
Look, sure. Or to at least have alternatives in case the Google Play Store doesn't have what you're looking
for. Have you heard of F-Droid?
Yeah, that's all open source stuff. And I think it would definitely be in Koinomi and their best interest to host it independently from Google Play Store so that this doesn't happen to them.
But anyway, that was a long-winded way of saying Bitcoin is crashing. When we come back, we're going to talk about why. This is Free Talk Live.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Pratasevich, the 26-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian president Alexander Lukashenko. Pradasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens, Greece, that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protest against the regime. And one person is dead after a plane crash outside of a Las Vegas Air Force base. Officials say the plane crashed just outside of Nellis Air Force Base, killing the pilot. The base said the plane was a contractor-operated aircraft and that the crash remains under investigation. This is USA Radio News. New intelligence out of China shows the coronavirus may have escaped from a Wuhan lab. Lance Pry reports.
Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 virus was loose. New details on the number of researchers affected, the timing of their illnesses, and their hospital visits add to the theory the COVID-19 virus could have escaped from the Wuhan laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits now he is not convinced the COVID-19 virus has a natural origin. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And President Biden has thanked National Guard troops as they end their mission at the Capitol building. In a statement Monday, the President and First Lady saluted the National Guard members who have been deployed to the Capitol since January. More than 2,000 Guard troops will head home from Washington, D.C. this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. There's still time if you want to talk about something important to you. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Joa.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
And before we, you know, just talk through that entire segment instead of getting into what we were going to get into, I mean, which is fine. It works. My boss randomly will tell me what cryptocurrency is doing, especially Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Monero, which are the three most important ones to me. She'll randomly, you know, screenshot news articles. It's funny. It's because of me that her news feeds on news websites like Google News and stuff like that are just filled with cryptocurrency stuff. Like she only did it once, and that was the day of the raid to find out what was going on, to find out what Bitcoin was doing or whatever. I don't know exactly what she did. But now her feed is just flooded with Bitcoin news, and she's always telling me what the value is or whatever. I mean, she watches it like I used to watch it, and she conveys that information to me, and it's great, and I appreciate that more than she knows, because even though I can't use my cryptocurrency, I am heavily invested emotionally and financially in cryptocurrency, and it brings me peace of mind to know what's happening. Even as Bitcoin is evidently plummeting, it's still good for me to know, hey, okay, well, it's 34,000 or whatever, but that's still a hell of a lot better than 5,000.
Right. Yeah, and that is definitely worth pointing out that, like, people are like, oh, see, it's losing all its value. It's like, okay, it is still worth well over twice its previous maximum. The time when people are like, yeah. It's tulip mania! See, it's crashing! Yeah, when it hits $17,000. So it's crashed now down to double its previous peak.
Well, to be fair, its previous peak was 62,000, give or take. I don't remember exactly what it reached, but it did hit 62,000.
Well, yeah, before this crash, it had hit 62,000. So we are so just pained that instead of doubling in value, instead of tripling or quadrupling in value, it's only doubling in value. Dang.
That's a good way to look at it. And, you know, it's all temporary, right?
And
oh, sure.
And
but when you're left in the dark.
Well, and compared to in the last 6 months, okay, in the last 6 months, the U.S. dollar has lost 10% of its purchasing power.
I'm not surprised. In the last year, 20%.
Right.
And in the last year, a little bit over a year ago today, because it was around the 1st or 2nd or 3rd of May that I got my $1,200, $1,400, I don't remember how much it was, the first stimulus check. And I advise, it wasn't financial advice, but it was a suggestion for people to use that money instead of buying a television to use it to buy Bitcoin.
Right.
Bitcoin at the time was worth about $7,700. So anyone who did that turned that $1,200 or $1,400 or whatever the hell it was into like $3,600, $4,800 worth in Bitcoin if they didn't panic sell it or if they're, but it's still whatever amount of Bitcoin that they bought is still the amount of Bitcoin that they have.
Mm-hmm.
If they bought 0.04 right. Bitcoin or whatever that would have come out to, they would still have 0.04 Bitcoin. I would love a world where we don't measure Bitcoin relative to USD, but it raises the question of how do you measure an inch if you don't use centimeters?
Right.
And that's essentially what Bitcoin versus USD is. How do you measure Bitcoin if you don't use some other currency to measure it?
Well, it's good to compare Bitcoin with other cryptos and how their application is and
sure.
And its value in those in their purpose. So
yeah, one of the weird things about cryptocurrency. So with stocks, it's a really important thing that you have these sort of like, okay, this is this basket of stocks, so you can compare like the tech industry stock to your particular tech stock. Now with cryptocurrency, that's all been sort of built in from the get-go because you compare every other crypto to the first crypto. And what Bitcoin does, all of the altcoins do to a varying degree.
And some of the altcoins do stuff that Bitcoin doesn't do.
Right.
I mean, I think you said during the break that Dash, I mean, value-wise, I think you said Dash is up like 43% or something.
Today, yeah.
While Bitcoin is not right. up 43%. So that makes me curious what happened with Dash. But Dash is not a currency that I've ever cared a whole lot for. Because so much of it was pre-mined and doled out to developers. I don't know the whole history there. I just know that it was shady.
It's up higher than, say, Bitcoin than since the raid.
Well, I know it's a spendable cryptocurrency, and it apparently has some amount of privacy that's higher than ordinary. Like it has some kind of mixing software with it.
I think it has shielded transactions, but activating them is complicated. I've never looked much into it because if I want a privacy coin, I'm just going to use Monero.
Well, I like Monero, but I don't hold on to it because it has no absolute maximum.
Yeah, so, we talked about that last week.
Yeah. So I like to use it, but I mean, I run into trouble using it because of all of the varying shielding that it has. Sometimes it just doesn't go through.
I've had issues with Monero. Like last year at ForkFest, I think I was the only person who was spending Monero to actually make purchases and stuff like that. And half of the transactions probably failed. Or I would tell it to send $100 and it would send $1.
Well, one thing before we get too far off the track here that I wanted to point out. So most of the time, not that we have a whole lot to compare it to, but most of the time, the cryptocurrency market has gone down during the summer. And one of the things that it occurs to me is like, okay, so all of this is more or less pegged to Bitcoin Core. And Bitcoin Core is notoriously difficult to spend for minor transactions, but incredibly easy to spend and very efficient to spend for large transactions. And it occurs to me like, okay, we go into the summer months, we go into when it's warm again, that is exactly when people are buying houses. And there's got to be an increase right. in how many cars people buy, because no one wants to move in the middle of the winter.
Well, generally, people in the winter are not making large purchases because they're not be able to work their land because it's cold or, you know, it's wintry in the north. And once it warms up, they're like, oh, I want to start some projects in the yard. And they like, oh, I need some extra cash. So they're going to find ways to acquire it. And I think that's why I think it should be the reverse. But also, you have all these other things going on with the banks going on right now, too. And these large corporations buying into Bitcoin and investing like Coinbase. But then you look at... I think because people are spending it more, it should be more in value,
mm-hmm.
which is very interesting right now why it's so low. But
well, I think people are selling off their Bitcoin for U.S. dollars right now so that they can do all the yard projects that they wanted, the major purchases that they wanted, move into a new place, buy a house, buy a car.
Yes.
I mean, I think
it's probably panic selling.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of that, too. So, I mean...
people are stupid. I suspect most of it was panic selling.
Well, and it's hard to separate one from the other, because when you are liquidating it for legitimate purposes, it will trigger a bunch of people to sell it that wouldn't sell it otherwise.
Yeah. Bitcoin has received a number of media blows lately, though. There was Tesla backing down on accepting cryptocurrency, which didn't do it any favors, and it brought the environmental concerns to light.
Yeah, I think that did a lot toward the panic selling, because you have the wealthy investors going, oh no, one of our suit tribe is no longer confident in this cryptocurrency thing. So they're all trying to reduce their investment in it, because it's, you know, a speculative investment for them.
But Elon Musk knew what he was talking about, he would have suggested people use some sort of proof of stake coin instead.
Right.
They're like, well, oh, you know, we're not going to take Bitcoin anymore, but Blackcoin is a proof of stake coin, so it doesn't have this enormous environmental impact. And the environmental impact of Bitcoin, it is a legitimate concern. It's overblown, but it is a thing.
Well, and it's very telling that he didn't get rid of any of his Bitcoin.
He didn't.
He said we're not taking this for purchases, but he's not getting rid of it at all either.
Because it's lost a little bit of its value. That's why they're not going to take it. But as soon as you see Bitcoin go back up, he's going to be making an announcement. Hey, we take Bitcoin again. I don't see why not.
Yep.
It seems to me like he would rather take it when it was low, at like 37,000, and then stop taking it when it was high and sell it off.
It looks like he's playing the long game with it. I mean, he's saying he's not taking it, but he's obviously not betting against it either.
Excellent points. Or maybe he just actually doesn't want to increase the environmental impact of Bitcoin by sending it out in a transaction. Who knows? What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to talk about the reasons why Bitcoin may be crashing. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live with Joa, Peakless Mountaineer, and Aria. And Joa was just remarking about Ethereum Classic, which seems to be on its way up, and I'm happy to hear that. I hate Ethereum, but I love Ethereum Classic. And the reason I hate Ethereum is also the reason that Ethereum Classic even exists. And this is because a number of years ago, something happened that was legal according to the Ethereum code that caused a corporation to lose a lot of money. And Ethereum retconned their blockchain, essentially rolled it back so that those changes didn't actually occur. And this destroyed my confidence in Ethereum as a platform. If you want to have this immutable permanent ledger, then it has to be immutable and permanent. But Ethereum proved that theirs is not. And Ethereum, the developers who created Ethereum Classic went, wait, no, if we're going to have this cryptocurrency thing, then the code is law. Whatever is legal according to the code is legal according to the code and cannot be undone. And that's how Ethereum Classic came into existence. And they're evidently at, I think he said, $74 now, which is great.
Almost 78.
Because when I bought it, it was like $12 or $13. And I think that was actually up. I think it was closer to $7 when I bought it.
And I forget the particulars of when they did that, but I remember it being like pretty obvious that a bunch of people had gotten scammed. But it's one of those like, no backsies.
Yeah.
You wasted your money. That's unfortunate for you. We, on the other hand, did not waste our money.
It was a scam. I don't remember the exact details about it, but essentially what they should have done was fix the code so that it couldn't happen again, and then carry on and say, okay, well, now we know. But I have more faith in a cryptocurrency that would say, okay, well, sorry, we're going to fix the code going forward, but we didn't know that was even possible.
And I think that being founded like that is one of the reasons that it still trades, even as the number two currency, it still trades way lower than Bitcoin Core, because Bitcoin Core has never had to give backsies. It's never had to do the credit card refund that people are used to getting.
And I don't know that they would do it if they ever found themselves in that position.
I don't think they would. I can't imagine that they would unless they were trying to destroy the cryptocurrency. Like, yeah. If you were trying to destroy Bitcoin Core, then doing a rollback like that would be an effective way to do it, I think.
Of course, Bitcoin Core has forked. There's Bitcoin Cash, which was a result of that, and the Bitcoin Cash forked into Bitcoin SV. And then I think Bitcoin Cash forked again into Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Cash ABC or something like that. But as far as I can tell, the Bitcoin Cash is still just Bitcoin Cash.
Right.
And it's a fork of Bitcoin.
I find it a nice stable coin to trade off on to pull when things are high. So
I like Bitcoin Cash because it's actually usable as money.
Yes.
As cryptocurrency was destined to be, as it was designed to be. Bitcoin Cash, you know, you can pay for a $3 coffee with Bitcoin Cash and not pay a $3 transaction fee. You can't do that with Bitcoin. Bitcoin's useless as money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that the majority of people who have Bitcoin Core are the ones that expect it to behave like stocks. I mean, stocks are not something that you can spend at the grocery store, and that's pretty much what they've come to expect.
And it's sad, but that's what Bitcoin Core is now. It's just a stock.
And I think that that's not really a problem. I mean, our basic psychology is kind of used to there being gold and silver. And if you want to go buy something at the corner store, you use silver. And if you want to buy a house, you use gold. So the fact that
it's a fair analogy.
Yeah, the fact that it's split off like that, I think it's a perfectly natural thing to do, that you will use altcoin to make actual purchases, whereas they kind of want things to slow down as much as possible because they're very concerned about all of the fluctuations, so they kept the block size where fewer transactions will be done in Bitcoin Core.
That's a solid argument, and I'll accept that. If I was going to buy a house with cryptocurrency, I would definitely not use my Bitcoin Cash. I would use Bitcoin Core. But by the same token, if I was going, and probably, I mean, when I got my car repaired most recently, or it wasn't actually repaired, it's just an inspection sticker and I think an oil change or something, at Water Automotive here in Keene last year, where they do take cryptocurrency, I did in fact use Bitcoin Core.
Mm.
Because the total bill was like $1,200.
Right.
And, you know, it just made
sense.
Spending
another 10 on top of that really doesn't make much difference.
I don't even think it was 10. I don't remember what the transaction fee was, but I think it was close to like 3 or 4.
There you go.
Which you still don't want to spend for a pack of cigarettes or something like that. But
right.
The highest I've ever seen a Bitcoin Cash transaction take was 0.001 Bitcoin Cash. And that was back when it was, you know, $200, $300. I don't know what the I obviously don't know what the transaction fees were when it hit $1,300 recently. But I would speculate they probably went up. Ethereum certainly did.
Oh, yeah.
Ethereum
was trading with transaction costs that reminded me of Bitcoin Core.
Yeah, they got really bad for a while, and I don't know that they're going to be fixed. And, you know, the more of these tokens that exist on the Ethereum network, the more demand is going to be on the Ethereum network, and the more expensive these transactions are going to be.
Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of other currencies are going to start replicating all of the development that's been done on Ethereum. They're just going to reverse engineer how you do that and offer it for their own coin.
Well, I don't think it has to even be reverse engineered. I think isn't Ethereum open source?
Is it?
Huh. I'm not aware.
Well, I don't know.
Don't get me lying. I'm not sure if it is or not.
Well, and I know one thing that that has been done is there's a way of wrapping Bitcoin in Ethereum, so Bitcoin is going to retain even more of its value because you can just wrap it and use it as if it were Ethereum and then unwrap it again.
I think Ethereum's biggest issue is just the number of scam tokens it has created.
Mm.
I used to run a website called CryptoCheck, or Cryptocurrency Check, because CryptoCheck was taken, .org, where I would look into these ICOs, these initial coin offerings for these coins, and I would rate whether or not they were a scam or whether or not they were a crap coin.
Mm-hmm.
And Bitcoin Silver is one of the ones I remember most. Mm-hmm. It was an Ethereum token, and they used this ticker on their website that said, you know, hey, you have 2 days left to participate in this. Send Bitcoin to this address, or send Ethereum to this address, and we'll send you our new Bitcoin Silver token at the end of this IPO. And I watched this consistently for a period of about a week, and that little countdown timer just kept going back up. Like, it never actually went down to zero. It would go down to 1 day, 1 hour remaining, and then the next time I would check it, it would be like 3 days, 16 hours remaining.
It's like one of those pop-up ads, like, you have limited time!
Right.
Yeah, and well, a lot because, of people fell for it.
Well, and as I understand, tokens are even easier to make than your own cryptocurrency.
Oh, they're extremely easy to make. It takes all of 30 seconds to get on the Ethereum network and make one. And the same is true Bitcoin Cash. I've made a Bitcoin Cash token.
Hmm.
It was called, I don't remember what I called it, but it took me just like 5 minutes at the most. And the same was true with Ethereum. I remember that token. It was called WAH, W-A-H. It was Drama Coin.
Well, and
it was for the Libertarian Drama of the Week back when we did Call to Freedom. Whoever created the most drama, we would give them WAH, Drama Coin. And, I mean, we obviously discontinued it because someone named Jackie Perry arrived on the scene and created so much drama that we just ran out of drama coin.
Saturated the market in drama.
But, oh, yeah.
I believe it. Well,
but, yeah, it's super easy.
And one of the big reasons that that Bitcoin has been crashing, although it appears to be stabilizing at least for the moment, is that China came out and said, you are not allowed, any of our corporations are not allowed to take cryptocurrency as payment, and they are not allowed to sell cryptocurrency for any reason.
Which is the opposite of what they're doing here in the United States, where you're essentially only allowed to get it from the corporations that they've put in place, like Coinbase and Kraken. And so it's interesting, these different approaches. I think the United States government approach is going to be more successful. I hate it more because, you know, obvious reasons, visit thecrypto6.com. But I think it's going to be more successful in allowing them to control Bitcoin than, I mean, this is the whole thing I've been arguing for years, is that these exchanges are evil.
Mm-hmm.
They are setting themselves up to be the next stewards, the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency, determining who can have it, how much, what's a legitimate transaction, how much is too much.
But unlike every other form of market capture, this one has a built-in backdoor, where if you have a kind of cryptocurrency that you cannot do in the wild, then you just fork off.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if it's true that the United States government is attempting to ban non-custodial wallets like Edge and Coinami and stuff like that, I'm not sure they are. I think it's probably FUD that I saw somewhere.
Well, I hope that we continue to distinguish our method of dealing with cryptocurrency from China.
I still think it's better to hold crypto than it is to hold U.S. dollars.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. Online in the meantime, go check us out. Our website is freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.